Excerpt 2. However, that they may establish their false opinion regarding what is written, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. They maintain that he preached for 1 year only, and then suffered in the 12th month. They are forgetful to their own disadvantage, destroying his whole work, and robbing him of that age which is both more necessary and more honorable than any other. That more advanced age, I mean, during which, also as a teacher, he excelled all others. For how could he have had disciples if he did not teach? And how could he have taught unless he had reached the age of a master? For when he came to be immersed, he had not yet completed his 30th year, but was beginning to be about 30 years old. They believe that he preached for 1 year only, counting from his immersion, and that, on completing his 30th year, he suffered, being in fact still a young man, and who had by no means attained to advanced age. Now everyone will admit that the age of 30 years is the prime of life for a youth, and that this extends onwards to the 40th year. But from the 40th and 50th year, a man begins to decline toward old age, which our Lord possessed while he was teaching, even as the good message and all the elders testify, those who had dwelled in Asia with Yohanan, the disciple of the Lord, affirming that Yohanan conveyed to them that information. For Yohanan remained among them until the times of Trianos. Moreover, some of them did not see only Yohanan, but the other envoys as well, and heard these same things from them, and testify concerning the previously related matter. Whom then should we rather believe? In the good message it is written, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Therefore, he did not preach only for 1 year, nor did he suffer in the 12th month of the year. For the period included between the 30th and the 50th year can never be regarded as 1 year.